Hello, this is Kinch Rendell with Your Business Podcast, here to help you and encourage you to start your own business, help you grow your business, help you follow your passion, hopefully, so as your business, your job is something you enjoy doing. And when that happens, no longer, I think, would you call it work. You might call it your passion. You might call it something fun you do. When somebody asks what you do, you might be like, I spend my free time doing A, B, or C, and I happen to work at my own business doing this, or I work with some partners at a company I'm a partner at doing something. I'm driving back from the farm where I planted some more trees this, I guess it's now summertime. I'm a little bit addicted. Just a little bit. I realize you can buy bare root trees off eBay. So literally I can still buy trees and still put them in the ground, and I probably still have another 125 coming. Shh. Do not tell my wife. She realizes I spend a lot of time at the farm. Last week, put in 1,000 asparagus plants. Wow. Luckily, I had some help for 2 days, which really helped. Talk about back-strengthening work. Bend over and stick something in the ground after shoveling a little bit. And then till all the soil before you do that, and you will strengthen your back, I'm pretty sure. So for me, a passion is hopefully, how do I make this into something that makes some money, or can I produce things like asparagus and sell it, fruits and nuts, trees, producing things I can sell. Can I then prove out what works and sell seedlings and such? Today's topic, though, what I've been thinking about for a couple of weeks, is how do the, let's say, unmanaged, not super controlled, I'm trying to think of another word that somebody would say, kind of scattered-brained, how do people like that function? That's kind of how I am. Structured? No, not very much at all. Emergenetics.com, that's E-M-E-R-G-E-N-E-T-I-C-S.com. Worked with them for a number of years, probably 8 or 9 now. And they have a profile assessment. And literally, my structured compared to all the other men who took it is like 6% or 9%. So I'm not structured. I don't even look forward to structure. I probably consider having to wake up at the same time every day or do the same thing every day, kind of like a rut. I remember thinking about that. My dad's like, oh, I always do X. I'm like, oh, I don't want to get stuck in a rut and always be doing the same thing all the time. So structure is not my strong point. But I think there's some strengths in that, and there's also some weaknesses. My wife just marvels at, as she would say, how things just work out. She goes, oh, you'll leave late sometimes and still get home on time or get to where you're going on time. Structure is just not me. For me, a lot of my structure challenges, people would say, well, maybe it's a blessing, is time. I think I can fit so much into so little amount of time. I mean, here I am, headed home at 6:25. I still probably have 20 minutes to get home. And I was supposed to be home at 6:30. At least that was the request. So literally, I can lose track of time so quickly, and I can plan so much into it. I'm not sure there's any positives there, except that usually things work out. Now, it's not nice to keep people waiting, obviously, or anything like that, but literally, if you're not always structured, I definitely don't stress about getting there on time. Now, if I leave for the airport 2 hours before my flight takes off, do I get a bit of adrenaline? Yes. For me, though, I kind of actually like that, so maybe that's why I'm unstructured in some ways, is I'm kind of creating my own adrenaline by leaving a little bit later or trying to fit more in there. Maybe it's also considered a challenge, like, can I do it? So I'm not really sure what drives it, but I do kind of ponder at times, why do I do what I do and kind of keep doing it? Part of it, maybe I just get away with it. So structure, let's think about Toastmasters. They send out a schedule every quarter. A lot of people, they take that schedule, they look at what they do every single week, and they put it in their calendar so they have a reminder a week ahead of time or something. I don't usually do that. I think once in 5 years I've done that probably. I look at the schedule, I see kind of what I have going on. I go, oh, I have a speech this time, okay. Oh, I'm going to be Toastmaster, I'm going to do this or do that. I just kind of put it in the back of my brain and go, okay, I know I have some things coming up this next quarter. So that's how literally I can function. I'm sure there's some drawbacks, like at times do I not prepare as much because I didn't have that week reminder or 2 week reminder to do that, sure. But my style, say a Toastmasters giving a speech, is kind of talk about something I'm passionate about and review a few days beforehand. If it's a slideshow, grab some good photos, think what I'm going to talk about, make sure I pare it down so that I actually fit into a scheduled time of, say, 5 to 8 minutes. Because I found it's really easy, if it's your passion, to talk and talk and talk. And that kind of ties into business. If it's your passion, I think you're going to find it pretty easy to put in the extra time to get things accomplished, or the extra research, or the extra effort just to get it done right. Kind of like Avis. You'll just try harder because you care to do it right. Whatever it is. So I literally think about the new house we just bought, and I used a company, and their theme is, they're painters, that literally they say they realized the best workers for them were also artists who like to paint in their free time. And it kind of made sense to me. Maybe it's just a good marketing, or just good marketing. But if your employees have a passion in what they're working in, they're probably going to do a better job at it. Even if it's more mundane, because that's somewhat related to their passion, or it is their passion at some level. So I kind of see that with what you're doing as well. Can you find your passion and know that you'll do a better job because of it? I do like what I heard somebody say. Make sure you're doing your job really well while you're working toward the other. Slacking at your job is not a good idea, they suggested. I agree with that. Bust your butt. Be the best you can be. And maybe at that point you can even get some time to work from home, get things done a little quicker, and have more free time. That goes back to the 4-hour work week. So structured, unstructured. What are some benefits? I think that a lot of times things can fall through the cracks that aren't really important. Now, at times also, the other side, you can be devil's advocate there and say, oh, but you might not be dedicating enough time to certain things. I agree there. But I've realized through, I don't know, is it 20 years now of working, consulting, the squeaky items get done, and sometimes people request items, and they don't keep squeaking about them because really it's not important. Or really they have to think about it a little bit more before they commit to it. At times in the past, have a request come in, do it really quickly, push it out. Oh, nope, we don't want that. Take that back out. So some of the not super structured or letting things sit there for a little while and kind of simmer is very helpful. Whereas other people that are really structured and start something really want to finish it. Naming no names here. Actually, I know quite a few people who do this. And they kind of get things all going really fast. It becomes a big snowball and trying to get everything done. And it's just happening too quickly. They're pressing too hard. And that's where I think being a little more unstructured, maybe laid back also, you just call it laid back, is very beneficial. I mean, I can think about something where we were doing an upgrade at Riptide Hosting. And we must have spent hundreds of hours between several of us trying to get something working. And toward the end, I made a request. I'm like, no, don't do that. I think I kind of have a clue what to do now. Don't do anything. Let me spend some time. Well, they went ahead and spent probably 2-3 hours. And it took me 20 minutes once it finally clicked to fix something we spent all those hundreds of hours trying to update. Or trying to get to work with VMware, actually, a virtualization platform. And it's all because their update did not change some or add values to the database. But we spent so much time. And that's where if you're more laid back, you might not keep banging your head against the wall and go, hey, I'm gonna get through this brick wall with my head or this granite wall. I'm gonna go ahead and break down. If I'm gonna keep doing something over and over, it might work. That's where I think if you're a little less structured and more laid back, or maybe it's just a different approach to things, to say, hey, this isn't working, I'm gonna sleep on it. Or this isn't working, I'm gonna request someone else help with that. Is that structured, unstructured? I think that's where you can let things simmer and kind of go, okay, I'll come back to that when it's really important. I'm not going to do 100% because you know what, 80% is good enough. That whole 80-20 rule, my wife's like, you are really good at the 80, but it's the finishing. She's right. I mean, it's no more than patents and finishing businesses. I can get 80% of the way there. But a lot of times I think that 80% is key. So part of the unstructured is I'll just start something and I'll maybe create a one-page website and put it out there. I think the unstructured, where I'm willing to just jump in and do something like that, is better than if you're trying to get all your ducks in a row and you never do anything. Because at least I produced some result. Maybe it's only 80%. Maybe I didn't get the images up there. It's just plain text. Well, I did that with a website years ago. It was one page, and it ranked on Google really well. Now I think it's three pages, and it still shows up really well. So in doing some really simple things and getting actually some kind of result out there is huge. So that's where I'd say the unstructuredness is. I don't know all the answers here. I don't really know how to do all this, but I'm going to make a jump at it. I'm going to get going on it. That's kind of how I was with the farm. I learned about putting in these ditches that just retain the water, let it soak in, and went there and did it. I didn't really know what I was doing. Is it as good as the ones I just did this year? Oh, no, it's not. But will it work? Yes, I believe it works just fine. It's not as pretty. It's kind of just like a website. You can sit there and pay thousands of dollars to have somebody design some pretty looking stuff. But if you spend too much money there and don't have any content, it's useless. So if you're really structured, what I'm trying to do here is encourage you to say, hey, I'm just going to jump in more and kind of be a little less structured, especially if it can help you get a result. I'm all about taking action. That's the key. And then you have to say taking action that shows results. Does it produce some result? Did you update your blog with something? As Jack Spirko would say, he will put something out there. He doesn't go back and spell check things, and he could care less. Punctuation? Doesn't matter. He got it out there, and if you're an English nut, you're going to maybe be bugged by it a little bit. Honestly, I think that's your issue. If you're bugged by whatever, if it's good information that people are willing to read, and in Jack Spirko's case, I think 90,000 people a day download his podcast. He doesn't go back and even fix things. He might go, hello, this is Jack Spirko, and nope, this is kind of live. This is for real. This is podcasting. And he's got 90,000 people a day listening. He followed his passion. That's what he does now. Does a podcast. Maybe he's structured, but in some regards, he's not anal in some ways. He knows getting stuff out there is more important. For me, I'm so unstructured, I keep recording these shows and I'm not publishing them yet. But I realize if I'm getting this 80% done now, because maybe it's the other way around. Maybe I'm getting the 20% done, but it takes me a little time to upload them and convert them over. But I know that it's getting me closer to an end result. So that I'm just not structured, but I'm building toward it. Now, what are some pitfalls? I kind of mentioned earlier, not following through. So because I'm not scheduling time for things, there are some things that just haven't simmered up to the top yet to be that important. I want a devil's advocate and say, some of that's good. I think when I'm ready to finish some things, I'll really be ready. And that's where, kind of random thought, but coming back into things, if you can start some things that have to be finished. So every time I order trees, I know as soon as I get them, the sooner I get them in the ground, the better. So I've kind of kicked off something that I have to finish and have to kind of take action on more quickly. One thing I'm wondering is, how can I make things more urgent and normal business? And when I'm doing things on my own, I'm not really sure. I'm thinking, do I need to give myself a reward? Be like, hey, if you do X, you can have this. I'm not sure. If you're starting a business with other people, I think that that being accountable to multiple people is key. It kind of helps you, I think, or at least helped me for sure, realize, hey, I said I'd do this and they're counting on me. Once again, I think it's a big benefit of having partners. The accountability there. And I swear, Tony Robbins, I'm not sure which name he goes by now, heard on the radio months ago, they had something helping you be accountable. I stored the number and never called it. If I find it, I'll call it and let you know how it works. How can you make yourself accountable? How can you make yourself take some of that action, especially if you're not structured? And if you are structured, how do you make yourself just take some small baby steps? It's like eating anything. It's one bite at a time, one action at a time. I'm loving the fact that we have a blog off Riptide Hosting now. Because before, we had had a new page once a year, maybe, probably not even average of once a year. Just we didn't find anything major to add to, and you had to go in there, or I had to go in there and create a new page, and then upload the code. Now with the blog and WordPress, we solve something for someone, and they have a question, we answer it, we blog about it. It's a new post. It's so easy. It's like taking action that shows results. And just to get into that, what good is that? Someone else is going to have that same question. Someone, somewhere, is going to have that same question, and hopefully, eventually, we will bubble up in the search results and be found. So structured, unstructured. Oh, good example right there. The blog, I don't even think it has a link back to our site. I believe it opens in a new window, hopefully. So I didn't even take the time to put images on there yet, or our whole menu back to our site. I figured getting it out there and starting to use it, putting new content out, was more important than the finer points of making it look perfect. Big companies probably don't do that. So if you're small, you have an advantage. You can just jump in and do things like that. That may take a big company months to decide what their theme colors are and how they're gonna, who's going to get to edit it. Benefit, you're smaller, you get to do a lot of those things. More drawbacks to unstructured. Do you just miss some things? Sure. You might be like, oh, I wanted to go see X and I didn't put it in my calendar and I knew nothing about it. So how do you help yourself if you're not that structured? I think you find some of the structure or read some things that truly will help you organize. I did a blog post on your business podcast to the guy that talked about journaling. Every single day, 3 times a day. Now, I haven't journaled in the morning very often because I read that, but I thought, that's a great idea. But what I've done several times now is in the morning, I think, what all do I want to get accomplished today? Do I want to get a blog post? Do I want to go to the farm and plant some things? Do I want to hang out with the kids? Do I? So at least I'm kind of, and I'm not writing it down, which for me, always in college, yes, writing things down really made them stick, even I've never looked at it again. But at least I'm thinking about that. I'm taking a step that I wasn't taking before to go, oh, what do I want to get accomplished today? Otherwise, I realize the more you work for yourself, the easier time can just slip away. And me not being structured, I guess that's some things I missed out on. I used to think, oh, I work from home. I'm going to go to the gym every day or a couple times a week and go play basketball. That hasn't been happening because I'm not structured. And what I also realized, it's just not as important as I thought it would be. I mean, the farm has become an outlet for one of my passions. I mean, I'm giddy because I'm watching finally, what is it, January, March, April, May? Beginning of May. Some of these trees I planted last year and this year are finally leafing out. The buds are coming. I'm like, wow, they're alive still. Good stuff. That's exciting because it's my passion. And I'm like, wow, Green Thumb is working for some of these things. A lot of this is experimentation to see what will grow here. Here's to see. So it's fun. It's passion. And once again, being unstructured, time can slip away. Every once in a while, I'm smart enough to set my alarm to remind me when to get the heck out of there. Because I realized the other day I got to stay there till 8 o'clock. I got to watch the sunset go down. I spent the whole time doing things. If you can get into your passion and make money at it, I think all your days can fly by like that. I still remember the days when I was consulting when I first moved to Denver back in 99, I guess? 98? 99? And sitting there and having nothing to do. Sitting in your cubicle. Nothing to do. I tell my manager that's at the consulting company, I got nothing to do. Keep your head down. Oh my goodness. I am not one to be inefficient though. I may be unstructured, and I guess in reality maybe being structured will help me be a little more efficient. But having to sit somewhere for 8 hours a day when you have 8 hours of work to do, that is insane. If you're doing that, or you're so good at what you're doing that you can listen to podcasts or listen to YouTube videos and learn something or follow something in your passion, do that if you can handle it. So early on, I think it was my internship, way back in college programming, I went ahead and started listening to the radio while coding. Now, I remember at first that kind of messing me up, but I got to the point where I could do that. Now, if something was complex, still to this day, I will not have any distractions and I'll take care of it. But if something is kind of mind-numbing and you're copying and pasting and you know what you're doing, I take in things while I'm doing something else. That's the power of a podcast. Start a podcast because you can be out there doing whatever you want to do, listening to your podcast. It's really powerful. So literally, if you're unstructured, maybe you aren't quite as efficient. So you build a few things in there. But as I tell people often, especially when they're speaking, work through your strengths. if you've got some strengths in certain areas, work through those and find somebody to help you do the things you're not good at. I've mentioned here before, hand that off to someone else if you can. Get it gone. Get it out. Don't focus on it. Now, when you're really small, maybe you have to do that stuff. If it's accounting, go ahead and find the easiest way to accomplish what you want to accomplish, which might be paying QuickBooks $20 a month to do the online, to do any payroll, to handle that stuff. Find the easiest way to accomplish the things you don't want to do. And I come back to photography. It could be anything. What do you want to do? Can you find a website where somebody's doing that and making money with it? Is it art? Whatever it is, find something somewhere as an example and go, wow, we can do this. Check out YouTube videos. Someone's talking about it. Maybe no one's doing it as a business and talking about it, but get pumped up by going and watching things and listening to them to say, hey, yeah, they're doing it, or they're doing something like that. What else can I learn about it? I'm realizing more and more all the hours I put in listening and reading about growing things, permaculture, animals, all that good stuff. It's kind of crazy the amount of stuff I know. My wife's always like, oh, wow, you just know so much. And to me, I'm like, eh. But since I have fun doing it, it's so easy to remember it. I mean, I'm pretty sure I could go and speak for hours about a lot of this stuff. Now, being unstructured is it could be bad because I could just stand there and start talking. In reality, I should spend a little time and practice it. That's not my MO, but it would make me better if my message came across clearer. So that's where for some of us that are unstructured, we really do maybe need to get more an outline for some things. But some of you that are really structured, cut loose. Don't be so structured. Don't be so, I'm going to do it this way every single time. Because I think that also, if you're always doing that, you're not trying new things necessarily. I can relate this to racing. So we basically race maybe 3 to 6 minutes a day when we go out on the weekend and go to an autocross race. And we set up these cones, rubber cones, that mark where the course is, and you have to know how to look at the cones to know if you go on the left side or right side or between some cones. And some people, and it used to be me, you get there early and they get the course laid out, all the cones are set up, and you start walking the course, and you walk it. And you walk it again. You might walk it 8 times, 5 times, and you're trying to memorize it. Luckily, I asked some guy, what makes you fast? Or he said something basically to the effect of, the further you look ahead, so the more you look at the course and the further you look down the course, the faster you go because you know you're getting ready for a turn. Or I can go faster because the turn's way far away. So I started challenging myself is, don't walk the course. Or don't walk it more than once or twice. Helps me look further ahead. So try new things. Don't be so structured that I'm going to do the same thing over and over and expect different results. Switch it up a little bit. That's what I'm just saying. Just try some things that you would consider crazy or not so structured. Just to try it. Try some different things. And guess what? It may work out. But like, oh, that was okay. I got through there and I didn't spend all the extra time prepping for it. Or I got results without doing all that. I left a spelling error in my thing. Obviously, I'm trying to promote that. For me, it's a strength. Maybe you're going to work through your strengths and not do any of this. But I think you should try it, especially if you're not putting out results, if you're not getting something out there. And I always come back to the website. Put something out there. Get something going in your passion. Get out there in the forums and talk about it and answer questions for people. And have your little website URL at the bottom of that. That way they'll go, oh, look, he does this. YouTube videos. Make some. There are garbage truck videos where guys play with garbage trucks and move them around or play with Legos and put them up there. And kids like my kids, when I let them watch those things. And if you get enough people watching, YouTube pays you cash for doing that. On the same garbage truck theme, there are garbage trucks that come down the roads in most cities. And some people film them with their cameras. And they go to the next, they go a few blocks ahead, and they put their camera up again, they record it again. And they tell you what kind of dump truck it is. And my kids watch those things. It's crazy. Is your passion dump trucks? Someone is probably making money recording dump trucks. Same thing with fire trucks, police cars. They sell DVDs. I mean, what is your passion? It could be rocks.
It could be butterflies. My kids also, we don't have cable, but I will let them watch stuff on YouTube every so often. Monarch butterflies. They will watch the life cycle of a butterfly and request to watch it again. It doesn't even say anything. It shows the text, so I'll read it out loud to them while they're watching it. But they know there's a pupa stage at some point. It's like, pupa, oh, and here it comes. It's going to come out as a butterfly. What is your passion? Go out there and watch some YouTube videos and be like, oh, can I do them better? Or can I do the same and add a little more? Do it. Your iPhone, your camera will record things these days. Could you get somebody to hold it and move it around and show different shots or something? Sure, that'd be a little better. But people are making money with the simplest things that are definitely not structured. At least some of them are, some of them are not. If you're structured, you can probably go out there and do a bang-up better job. Even better. Can you then also make a transcript of it? Of everything you said and add to it? That's where I wish I was more structured. Could I write more when I record a podcast about what I was speaking about? Go in there and pay somebody even, since I'm not going to do it, to go in there and transcript it all. Write about what I said. Because once again, that'll help search engines know what's out there. So that's where there are definitely some benefits. I realize I wanted to speak more about the benefits of being structured. If you're structured, you probably know them. But get out there, challenge yourself. Change something up. Don't watch your favorite TV show and switch it to something that's in your passion. Or something you care to learn about. It might be your passion. Whatever it is, check it out. Change it. Change it up. Take some action. Change something in your life. I hope you find something here that encourages you to, once again, do something for your business, do something in your passion that will lead to a business. You may not even have a clue how to end up. But if you do it, I think you'll look back and go, man, I'm so glad I did that. Hope you enjoyed this. This is Ken Trendell with Your Business Podcast.